Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The salsa verde.
It was all good.
So good.
The audience, the crowd that came in, asked some great questions of Brian Baldinger, so we'll get him out of here. And we have him. There he is. Finally, we got Baldy here on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And Baldy, it was great to have you out in town last weekend. Thank you so much for joining us for 4 hours. Saw you at Levi's Stadium, making the rounds there as the Chiefs coming to Levi's. And really just take it to the 49ers. And I thought the tone was set the first four plays of the game, Baldy, with the 49ers offense. And it was a microcosm of what was to come. You get it, a gain of one, Jordan Mason. You get called for a holding call. All of a sudden, you're behind and down the distance, and you're running half fullback draw to Kyle Juszczyk, and boom, you punt. Next possession, interception, first play. I don't know what Purdy's looking at. They wasted field position, and just offensively just looked stagnant, Baldy. What a disappointing loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
It was. And, you know, the one thing Kansas City has, and I talked to the linebacker coach for Kansas City before the game, but, you know, they've got three big linebackers that they play. They play more three linebacker sets than anybody in the league. But Leo Chenal is 255 pounds. Drew Tranquil is 245. Nick Bolton is he's their Fred Warner. He's just an excellent player. They put those guys on the field. They couldn't move them. They just stuffed them. And so, you know, Jordan Mason goes 5 carries for 3 yards in the first half. And then what happens is they didn't make their third downs and ones either. And Kyle is not a guy. He just hasn't. I don't know what the analytics say in his book. A lot of teams on 4th-and-1 are going for it, especially in your own territory. And they don't. And so they got stuffed on, you know, 2 3rd-and-1s. They've been stuffed a lot on those type plays. And they can't convert in order to stay on the field and sustain offense. And so they had some issues like that. But, you know, they knew that Kansas City was going to come out with those three big linebackers, and they didn't do anything about it. And so they kind of won the line of scrimmage there in that first half.
Baldy, what's more alarming to you about this offense? And I'll just jump in here, Spadoni, but is it the lack of separation of receivers gain on the outside? Is it the route concepts they're running? Or is it the lack of creativity cover for Kyle Shanahan? Because I didn't see any creativity against Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs defense this past Sunday, Baldy.
I would agree. I think the lack of separation is real. You know, I talked to Ayuk before the game, and, you know, I just feel sick about what happened to him. You know, I mean, he's going over the middle. It's, you know, he plays with no fear, and he took that shot from that safety, Chamari Connor, and it was just ugly. But, you know, he's the one guy that can separate because of his route running ability, but they played him up in man like they did in the Super Bowl. And, you know, even Ricky Pearsall, you know, got a chance to get out there, made a couple catches, but he had trouble separating. And so I see it around the league. You know, if guys aren't separating quickly, whether it's the release off the line of scrimmage the way, say, a guy like Davante Adams does, if you can't separate quickly, then you better figure out a way against man coverage or the anticipation of man coverage to get guys open, whether it's bunch formation, you know, whether it's rub routes, whatever it is, then you got to help your guys out. And so I see that as an issue right now.
I don't think I've seen a worse performance at the NFL level from Brock Purdy than I did on Sunday. He just looked lost. He looked like he didn't trust his receivers, and rightfully so. No Debo, no Juwan. Ayuk leaves. Obviously, Kittle had a big play. But even the big plays, Baldy, they were average throws. You heard Tom Brady. He was on the broadcast. He was saying, man, if he just connected there with Cowing or Kittle, he got touchdowns instead of settling for deep bombs. What were you seeing from Purdy on Sunday, and why was he struggling so much?
I don't understand the interception to Ronnie Bell. Like, I don't know. Like, it looked to me like Ronnie ran the wrong route. But yet Kyle and Purdy both said that he just sailed the ball. But, like, he wins on the route. He comes back to the ball. He gets separation. But the ball is, I don't know where he's throwing. He doesn't have an occluded obstruction, you know, on his face or anything. He's got a great protection. It looks like a routine throw to the sidelines, and he sails it on Ronnie Bell. Like, that didn't make sense, but you're right. You know, the go route to Kittle, you know, he gets behind Justin Reed and, you know, it should be a walk-in touchdown. And he underthrows it. And so It's just a big chunk, but it's not a touchdown. Same thing to Cowling. So, like, he looked off from the very beginning. I haven't really seen him play like that. Now, I think I've seen every one of his games and watched and studied everyone, but I haven't seen him, like, they just looked flat as a group, but you know, he's got to be the leader. And I'm just talking to Brady. I know he's not in love with them, but then, you know, to see him live like that, I'm sure he wasn't very complimentary with some of the things that he did in that game.
So when I'm watching the game, we're doing a lot of juxtaposing between what we're seeing from Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy, right? And what separates Patrick Mahomes and the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons was everything's not going well, right? When they don't have some of their top guys, like you saw it there, Juju Smith-Schuster's out of the game. They don't have Hollywood Brown. They don't have Rashee Rice, but we're all watching Patrick Mahomes knowing, you know what? He's still got old man Travis Kelce. He got Noah Gray. He'll figure out a way. I think that's the next step, right? For a guy like Brock Purdy, who we want to anoint and want to, you know, he was an MVP candidate last year. We want to see that if he is the dude, if he is the guy, he could elevate lesser talent around him. And I think he's going to have to do that, Baldy, going forward. No Ayuk. We'll see with Juwan Jennings. Deebo Samuel's got a pneumonia. He might not play this week. You got Ricky Pearsall now. You got, you know, Jacob Cowing. You got Ronnie Bell. How is he going to have to elevate the talent around him going forward in such a short period of time against a desperate Dallas Cowboys team?
Well, you're spot on, Joe. Spot on. Like, you have to elevate everybody around you. That's your job. And so the offense might have to be tweaked, might have to change a little bit, but he's going to have to play better. The big thing is, you know, converting on third downs and staying on the field. But no, I mean, actually what Brady said, like, who cares if your top two guys are down? He told me that on the sideline. Nobody cares. Like, you got to play. You got to make your job is to complete the pass, sustain offense, and make the big plays. That's his job. Like, you know, I talked to the owner, you know, Jed York. Like, you know, he's going to figure out a way to write the check. But if you're going to write a check for $60 million, you know, this is a good test to see what he can do until, you know, I don't know what McCaffrey's status is. Nobody does. So, you know, he's going to make a difference, I think. But I don't know how much you can count on him right now. I don't think you have to go with what you got right now in Mason and Garendo. That's what you got. And so you got Dallas coming to town. They're limping, coming off a bye. But I'm sure Michael will be back. And he always causes, you know, problems just being on the field. So this is a good test, a really good test here for these stretch of games. Like, I doubt Debo's going to come off the hospital bed with pneumonia and play. So you're throwing to Ronnie Bell. You're throwing to Ricky Pearsall. This is Jacob Cowling. This is what you're throwing to. And other quarterbacks who have been paid and played at elite levels, they figure out a way. And that's the challenge for them right now.
Wow. Baldy here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Joins us every single Tuesday, 7:30 in the morning. You mentioned you talked to Brady. I saw you talking to Brady. Baldy, let me tell you something. Baldy, he really makes the rounds, man. The way he works pregame, it's smart, though. He's talking. He's getting his intel. And the players respect him. To see it up close and personal, how the players see Baldy, they're like, oh, I got to stop my routine. Big Trent. I wouldn't mess with Big Trent before a game. Baldy just puts his head out. Big Trent, oh, hold on. Let me take my headphones off. Let me chop it up with Baldy for about 5 minutes. I'm like, damn, I want to be Baldy one day in my life. But you talked to Brady and you mentioned it. What did Brady like about Purdy? And what didn't he like about Purdy? If there's anything he didn't like about Purdy, Baldy.
Well, I mean, I think that he thinks he's got some restrictions with his arm. He's got some restrictions with his size. Okay. You know, you're at 6'1". You know, you're not going to... You're not going to have the view that Brady had at 6'6" with an over the top release. He likes his ability to move. He likes his ability to process, but you know, the arm's never going to probably get stronger. He does have good instincts. As far as he was telling me a story about, like, I asked him, like, can you coach pocket awareness? He's like, absolutely not. He goes, either you have that or you don't. I think he's got that. But you know, his physical prowess, he's not going to get any faster. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get any taller. His arm's probably not going to get a lot stronger. So that's what you have to work with. And so there's some limitations. Like, Mahomes never has to worry about his arm. You know, when he's 40, he's going to be able to gunsling that thing right in any direction. Like, he's not gifted like that. But he does have a pocket awareness the way Patrick does. You know, and he probably doesn't have the stick accuracy on the move to make every single throw when it calls for that, like we've seen Mahomes do for 8 years.
So watching him against Spags, and he's running his blitzes, and they're just playing man defense. We had Jerry Rice on yesterday, Baldy, and he's mentioned it. You mentioned it. Patrick Peterson's mentioned it. Jay Gruden's mentioned it. The Niners are hell bent on making these crossers and drags and these slants work over the middle of the field. But it seems like they are hesitant to throw outside the numbers. Is that something Kyle has done over the last couple of years where he said, you know, we're going to do what we do, but when things get congested in the middle of the field, it seems like there's no adjustment to maybe use every blade of grass like Andy does with the Kansas City Chiefs?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I would agree with that. I mean, I know Kyle wants to attack the middle of the field. I mean, you know, the throws to Kittle in the middle of the field, I mean, he's beaten Justin Reed. And so that's a good matchup right there. So, you know, they got that a couple of times, but you know, they do a lot of spacing, but a lot of it is seam routes. They're not attacking cover three with any sort of double moves on the outside and post wheel routes that can attack the backside of that cover three. It's not really what he does. There's some limitations here. I mean, without McCaffrey, which is the ultimate matchup guy, especially against linebackers. Like, you know, they tried to get juice down the sideline, you know, against Leo Chenal, and Chenal made a great play. You know, it was there. I thought he underthrew juice a little bit. I thought juice had a step on him, but I thought he threw a flat ball instead of one that needed a little bit more arc. I think Purdy would agree with that, but allowed Chenal to make that play. But, you know, they didn't get those linebackers, you know, whether it was Tranquil or Chenal. They didn't really get them involved in coverage, and I thought they were trying to do that a little bit more, especially since they played so much three linebacker sets in that game. Over 50% of the defensive snaps were with those big linebackers. They were determined to stop the run. They used Bolton as a spy at times on Purdy, but they were really effective using that. And you know, outside of the one Mason run in the fourth quarter, they really contained the running game all day.
Talking to 95.7 The Game, NFL insider Brian Baldinger here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Fruchaski alongside Bonte Hill. And Baldy, the loss of Brandon Ayuk, like, he wasn't having a great season. He did the hold-in. It was just been a tumultuous six-plus, seven-plus months. Hell, ever since the Super Bowl, it's just been a weird vibe through the hold-in, hold-out. And now he's lost for the year, torn ACL. There's some MCL damage, just brutal. How big of a loss for this offense, and how much of the slack is now rookie Pearsall going to have to pick up?
Well, I mean, they drafted him to be, you know, Brandon Ayuk, to be Deebo Samuel. That's what they drafted him for. They knew they couldn't pay everybody, and that was the challenge with Ayuk. And now you got him on the field. He's got, you know, one game under his belt. He looks like at least he's recovered, you know, from the, the tragedy that happened this summer. Looks like he's recovered. But now it's like you got to get him up to speed. And so find out, you know, what his best routes are. You know, work on the timing with him. Like, practice is really important right now. He's going to have to be a go-to guy. Third downs, you know, red zone, whatever. It'll help to get Juwan back. We've seen what he can do. You know, just his size alone is good. But, you know, they're, if they can get McCaffrey back in the second half of the season, if they can get, Pearsall up to speed, I mean, they can make a run still. I would expect them before the trade deadline, I expect them to make a move, especially, you know, at the defensive end spot. I think they need another player there that can rotate in. They need more pressure from their defensive front. And so I kind of expect that to happen. I mean, they've got some guys that are playing really well defensively right now. I don't know. Diamador Lenore is as good as it gets at that slot corner position right now. He's a playmaker. Mustafa he just pops every time you watch him. He got some young guys that are playing really good football right now. I think getting Dre back at some point is going to help. I feel like this is a team like the Rams that has a chance to get really good the second half of the season when they get some of these guys back.
Yeah, we'll see about that, Baldy, with that schedule ramping up here to Dallas Cowboys. And one thing that's alarming with this 49ers offense, Baldy, I know we're talking so much offense this week, but that really was a disappointing effort because I thought the defense came out. And, you get Patrick Mahomes to throw two interceptions. I mean, wow. You know, they really held down that passing game with Kansas City. But offensively, especially on obvious passing downs, there's too many free rushers, Baldy. We see it every single week. This team, going back to the Super Bowl, they can't block an overload blitz. There's miscommunications on the offensive line. What is Mike Zimmer going to bring to the table? Because he loves to bring those middle linebackers into the A-gap, and they act like they're blitzing, then they bail, they blitz, they bail. What is Mike Zimmer bringing to the table this week? Because they got embarrassed by Detroit, and I know that defense is going to be angry with Michael Parsons coming back in the lineup.
Well, I don't think anybody's better than Spags, period. I mean, yeah. You know, what he did with Trent McDuffie and how he uses him, because they in the run game too. Like, you know, one thing about Ayuk, he was a great blocker,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the run game. Now I don't know what Pearsall's like in the run game as far as blocking. It really didn't get a chance to see much of it. But if you're going to pop runs and you're going to, you know, open things up, your receivers have to block, and so you lose two great blockers in Debo and Ayuk. Now we will talk about them as receivers and playmakers, but they're blocking is as good as it gets. And you got to be able to block if you're going to have explosive runs. So now we got to find out about that. But look, I mean, if Mike is back, I mean, that guy just wins one-on-ones better than anybody out there right now. So, you know, they had in that game, it was a 14-12 game forever.
Yep.
Like at least two or three straight possessions. And, you know, they just could not, you know, they had the interception and they just couldn't take the lead, you know, and put pressure on that team. And that's, you know, that's, I mean, it, you know what they're going to do. It's not like they're going to surprise you. You kind of know who they are. I thought they blocked up some of the blitzes okay for the most part, but, you know, Zimmer's going to take a look at some of those things. He doesn't have the same type of defense, same type of looks that they do. Like the way that they can show man in their looks when you motion a receiver across the field and then you double Ayuk off of that man look. Purdy just threw the ball in the dirt one time. He's like, I wanted to go to Ayuk, and he's not there, and I don't have anything else. I'll just bounce it off the dirt, and I'll go to the next down. So, like, that's what it forced him to do.
Baldy, listen, it's not a must-win game this week, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Baldy, they got to win this one. Baldy, it's like, desperation mode. Like, they go 3-5. I don't know if this team has the personnel to rally from a 3-5.
These teams are desperate right now. We got Jerry Jones yelling at radio hosts out here, Baldy. Like, this is a massive Sunday night football game between two massive brands and two quarterbacks right now. Dak Prescott, who just got the bag, who's trying to live up to that contract, and a guy, Brock Purdy, who wants to get the bag and get that big contract. So it's huge, huge pressure on those guys this week.
Well, I mean, look, money is never a motivator to play great. I mean, either you play great or you don't play great. Yeah. So, you know, the bag and all, you know, what's out there, like, you know, the 49ers are looking at, are they really going to lose three games in a row at home? Are they really going to, is that really going to happen? You know, this is second primetime game right now. You know, it's a big stage. Everybody's going to talk about, poor San Francisco without Debo and Ayuk and McCaffrey. And, this is what you got to do. You got to find a way to win this game. And so I know that if I was Nick Bosa and I'm looking at Terrence Steele at one side, and I'm looking at a rookie tackle on the other side, or at some point, you know, a rookie tackle out there and Tyler Guyton, I know my job. My job is to make those guys look like they don't belong in this business. So, like, that's one guy, but, you know, they got to start taking the ball away, force some fumbles. They got to help their offense out. And Lord knows, like, it was a 14-12 game until McCall Hardman, you know, returned that punt.
Oh, gosh.
You know, their special teams are a joke. It's just a joke. I put a thing out there this morning. I showed four special team gaffes this year, whether it's kickoff return for a touchdown, long, you know, punts, punt blocks, you name it. Like, it just can't keep happening right now. It's atrocious. And field position is everything in these games. That's a 14-12 game. That field position gets flipped on that McCall Hardman, you know, run, return. And next thing you know, they take the lead. So, like, you got to tighten that up. That's got to get fixed.
Yeah, special teams, absolute joke this year for the 49ers. Baldy, where are you going to be at this weekend, man? I know we got to run here. I know you were in the Bay. There's nothing like the Bay. We loved having you out here. Where are you going this weekend?
Oh, man, I'm primetime game in Washington, Chicago, Washington, Caleb, Jaden. Hope Jaden's ready to go. Yeah, he's got Jayden's the ribs. I hope he can play. But, you know, I know if he can, he will. So that's prime time right now. We'll see, like, because the NFC is changing right in front of us.
Yep.
You're going to see two teams on Sunday night. I'm going to see two teams that maybe that's the teams we should be talking about right now.
I'm serious. Chicago's got the defense. Caleb's getting better by the week. They're getting healthier. Yep. They're running the ball. Yep. Washington's a factor in the NFC East. We saw what Detroit did to Minnesota. Green Bay's coming along. Maybe there is a change in the guard in the NFC.
Yeah.
Maybe the Niners are going to have to rethink this thing in the offseason.
Well, I'm just like, you know, they're strapped cash-wise with a lot of these contracts they have. And so, you know, they're going to have to work it out for them. But, like, we might be watching the change of the guard this week in the NFC between, you know, Chicago and Washington and San Francisco and Dallas. And then Philadelphia goes to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And, you know, good luck trying to slow Joe Burrow down. So we might see a total changing. In the NFC East, the NFC West, the whole thing.
Wow, the NFL, man, it's incredible. By the way, real quick, Baldy, Lamar Jackson, anybody playing better than him on the football field right now?
Nobody. Nobody's close. Nobody's close to him right now. I've watched it 3 weeks in a row where he's the best player on the planet at any position right now. There's nothing he can't do. And the thing that's, like, we always knew he could run. We always knew he was an athlete, get out of harm's way, this and that. His accuracy with the ball on every throw. Deep ball to Bateman last night.
Yep.
Every throw, under pressure. Like, he knows he doesn't get fooled. Nobody's fooling him. You can't fool that guy. And then the throws, like, the guy's accuracy is crazy good.
And then you give it to Derrick Henry, and it's like, oh, here, Derrick Henry, you're also playing like an MVP. You can just run down the defense
in the
fourth quarter.
They got the two MVPs of the whole league in the backfield together right now.
Unbelievable.
Baldy, you're the best. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Yep. We'll see if we're talking about a victory or a reevaluation of the 49ers. Baldy, always good stuff, brother.
Okay, yep. You got it, guys.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.